prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to empower you, and magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about some, new things that have come up on the type 2 diabetes drug metformin. We're going to talk about that, how we may deal with tension and some other things, and our quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I am hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I am, you know, working on my faith. That's what I'm doing. It's a relationship with God. That's how you work on your faith, and that's how He knows you. You seek Him. And you seek His ways. So we're going to do a little devotional here where, you probably don't hear this a lot. Romans 6, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He is the way. So mind the time. It grows short. If you haven't gotten into that scripture, do so. If you ask the Lord to instruct you, help you, the Holy Spirit will instruct you and help you understand the Word of God. That's how it works. And it is far above our ways. That's what God's ways are, above ours. So if you want, if you seek intelligence and wisdom, that is the first part. The beginning of knowledge is to fear the Lord. And by the time it grows short, so without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we got an updated poll here on the COVID vaccine. This is, will Americans take it once it is approved to be circulated? This was a survey of about a little over 1,000 U.S. adults. It was done September 24th to the 27th, 2020, where they kind of conclude barely 2 in 10 Americans would take the first generation corona virus vaccine. So here's how it broke down. They said, if your doctor said it was safe, would you get it? And 62% said, likely. Yeah, my doctor said it was safe. 62 said they'd do it. They said, if the costs were completely covered by your insurance, 56% said maybe they'd do it. If the FDA said it was a safe vaccine, 54% said, I'm considering it. If you could get it easily from a walk-in or drive-through clinic, would you get the vaccine? And 50% of those surveyed said they would think about it. If you were paid $100 to get the vaccine personally, 44% said maybe I'd do that. And they asked if you had to make an appointment though to get the vaccine, or maybe have to go to the hospital to get the vaccine, would you? And they said 37% might do that. Now, they asked them if the vaccine itself cost you $100, would you get it? And 26% said, yeah. And then if President Trump said it was safe, would you get it? And they said 19% said, yes. Well, you know, there are no safe vaccines, period, in my opinion. And I get to have one. That's what I'm just thinking. All right, last but not least in the quack report, 10 tips to boost your immunity the natural way. They say take herbal tinctures is the number one on the list. Yeah, a lot of herb concentrates have a lot of photochemicals. Whole plant nutrition can help your immune system. Number two, drink herbal teas. Herbal teas contain a lot of plant compounds, antioxidants to help your immune health. Number three, get sleep. Get quality sleep. Get some sleep. Don't be sleep deprived. Number four, take probiotics. I like the refrigerated kind, Frank. I like the Jarrow. They're refrigerated in the yellow box, blue lettering. I like theirs. Number five, maintain your healthy diet. You know, keep it clean. Keep it good and balanced. Exercise on a regular basis. That's right. Get more sun, your natural vitamin D. Mm-hmm. Also, fasting can help. Yeah, fasting actually helps get rid of toxins. And we do a fast every night when we sleep, if you think about it. It's a micro fast, really, and that's why when you get up and have your first meal in the morning, it's called breakfast, breaking the fast. They also say take spirulina. I love spirulina. They say the spirulina has a lot of nutrition that will help promote antibodies in immune system cells. Antioxidants, of course, are in there. So we add the spirulina to the body food mix at Apothecary Herbs. Excellent. Take it every day. Lastly, number 10 is consume apple cider vinegar because it helps balance hydrochloric acids in your digestive tract so you can extract more protein out of your foods. And it's a common way also to cut phlegm if you got a little drainage in the back of the throat. And, oh, Frank says he drinks it every day. I know, along with your garlic bulbs, right? Mr. Garlic Man over there? Yep. Frank says, yipper. Well, that's all right. Natural is better. Solutions. Natural solutions for everyday problems. So, basically, you have 10 things as an arsenal to stay well and improve your immune system. There you go. And that wraps the quack report. That's all, folks. All righty. We're going to get into it. Yes, yes. How many people out there are, you know, on diabetic meds? Millions of people, you know. And here we're finding yet another prescription drug that, you know, really didn't have a lot of adequate long-term testing to, you know, show, you know, some side effects that would, you know, rob patients of living pretty much independently. And we're going to get into it. So we're going to take a look at what drug companies may have covered up about a drug that millions of people take every day. So if you're type 2 diabetic, there's a drug most people are put on. It's called metformin, and it's prescribed to treat, obviously, type 2 diabetes. It was introduced by a French physician, Jean Steen, in the 1950s. Now, the drug was approved for the European market in 1957 and later in the United States in their market in 1995. So metformin was originally banned in the United States in 1977, and other countries such as Australia regarded the drug to need, quote, strict restrictions. So what might have caused the withdrawal of this drug from some countries? Well, perhaps it was that metformin was originally designed to treat influenza, and it was an anti-malarial agent in the 1940s. That's what they made it for. And it was then that they happened to notice that the drug would sometimes lower blood glucose in patients. Not all the time, but sometimes. So, hey, let's do another market of a drug, change the name, get a new name, and say it's for, you know, glucose, blood sugar. Off-market thing. That's what that is, which is pretty much illegal, but that's what they did. Well, let's look at the recall now. In June 2020, there was a recall on metformin by the drug maker Apotec. Apotec makes it, and it was due to a contamination of high levels of N-nitrosodimethylene, which is NDMA for short, which is a carcinogen. So for that reason, some U.S. physicians won't prescribe it anymore. Well, the published side effects on metformin, you know, the usual ones, nausea, vomiting, stomach problems, which actually could lead to lactic acidosis, diarrhea, weakness, metallic taste in the mouth, low blood sugar, high blood sugar, or hypoglycemia, or hyperglycemia. So that's interesting. The drug can mess up your blood sugars either high or low. Sweating, shaking, fast heartbeat, hunger and thirst, blurry vision, dizziness, tingling in the extremities, peripheral neuropathy, increased urination, confusion, drowsiness, flushed look, rapid breathing, a fruity breath odor. Now, that's scary. If anybody has a do you know what that means, Frank? To have your breath smell fruity? You know, this happens a lot of times in nursing homes, you know, where the elderly are there and they're prescribed the wazoo. A fruity breath odor means your the drugs have created liver damage. Your liver's dying. That's what that means. And also allergic reactions are listed with the drug: rash, itching, swelling of the face, tongue, throat, difficulty breathing. Now there's also some, get this, Frank, male side effects to taking metformin for type 2 diabetes. It's been reported that it reduces testosterone levels in males and reduces sex drive and causes erectile dysfunction. Of course, then they'll put you on Viagra, right? Yeah. Other side effects: patients with kidney issues should not take metformin, as it can create a buildup in lactic acids and cause acidosis. Now, there was also some question as to the drug increasing the risk of blindness, because diabetic people already have a higher risk of blindness, but in animal trials, the drug seemed to create blocks leading to the eyes, creating uveitis, which is iris inflammation, in rats. Not good. And then there's this new study at a Garvan Institute of Medical Research. This is an Australian biomedical facility in Sydney, New South Wales. and they wanted to put to rest the myth that metformin does not cause memory failure or dementia, and they conducted a 6-year study on Australians with type 2 diabetes. They compared 70 and 80-year-olds with and without diabetes and those taking and not taking the metformin drug. And this research was published in the September 2020 Journal of Diabetes Care. Here is what one of the researchers, this is Catherine Samaras, a professor at Garvan Institute, she goes, "We have revealed a new potential of a widely used medication which could be life-changing for patients at risk of dementia and their families." End of quote. Wow. All right. So scientific medicine describes type 2 diabetes as the body no longer produces enough insulin affecting glucose levels, and those taking the metformin had a dementia risk, whereas some studies reported the medication slowed the risk as well as prevented cancer, heart attacks, and even helped manage weight. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. And if anybody really wants to know about diabetes, it's not so much the insulin issue. It's the glucose and insulin not being able to flow right into the cells. So there's damage to the cells, and we're going to get into where that may have happened. Here's some reports. The CDC reported that from 1980 to 2007, the confirmed diabetic cases in America tripled, 5.6 million to 17.4 million. And they also estimated that 57 million Americans aged 20 and older were at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Now, why is that? So the overall risk of death among diabetics is twice that of people who are not diabetic. So being diabetic means you're going to have health complications like vascular diseases, neuropathy, and coronary artery disease. Now, the online publication Diabetes in Control recently did report some scientific research that proved that some vaccines increase the likelihood of developing type 2 diabetes by about 50%. So modern medicine has witnessed this explosion of diabetic disease and claiming it's from your faulty organs, it's your genetic gene pool, or maybe it's your diet. But in some of these cases, that may be true. But however, the peer-reviewed research is saying the cause in many instances is from medicine itself with the vaccines. So there have been, there's been this rise in childhood diabetes, which kind of correlates with the increased use of the vaccines. Interesting. Not a coincidence, huh, Frank? You don't believe in coincidences anyway, do you? No, you do not. Well, let's look at being diabetic, you know, almost certainly means later on down the road, there will be some significant medical situations that will impact the quality of life. Diabetes creates circulation problems and also produces impurities in the bloodstream. So without properly circulating healthy blood, you can imagine what happens. The body begins to rot from the inside. I'm sorry to put it that way, but that's what happens. So diabetes is responsible for over 71,000 amputations, 24,000 cases of blindness, and more than 500,000 hospitalizations every year. Now, in 2010, the average hospital stay was 5 to 6 days, and it cost about $11,000. Now, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality Group says that diabetics will spend on average about $2,200 more in the hospital than non-diabetics. And one of the 14 hospital stays is due to diabetes and health complications the diabetes produces, things like hardening of the arteries, heart attack, congestive heart failure, circulation disorders, and some non-specific chest pain. So these are the major reasons people with diabetes are admitted to the hospital. And the Agency for Healthcare also found that on average, patients with diabetes also have at least 2 to 3 other chief illnesses like hypertension, edema, pulmonary diseases, obesity, and even renal failure. That's another big one that accompanies the diabetic issue is kidney failure. And they're often put on dialysis. And well, let's look at the regional diabetics. There's a lot of statistics that are suggesting that if you are diabetic and live in the south or northeast of the United States, that your rate of hospitalization is high. And if you live in the west, it's relatively low. So the lower income bracket is also affected, a lower success rate at resolving diabetes overall. And this disease it has a lot of complications that come with it, and it's an expensive disease to treat. So in 2007, the annual cost was $174 billion, and that included direct and indirect medical costs. Now, financial experts are estimating one out of every $10 is going to be spent on diabetes or its complications. So I also have noticed that, you know, there's more health professionals out there. Have you ever noticed how overweight they are? And most likely are diabetic themselves. They smoke as well. I worked in a hospital, and, you know, it's kind of appalling to me. These supposed to be healthcare professionals, and they weren't taking very good care of their own health. And it's amazing. It's amazing that, you know, you could go down to the cafeteria at the hospital, and you could see cardiologists down there puffing on cigarettes. I'm sorry. My phone was on. Sorry, Frank. Did you hear that? Not good. I apologize. Should turn that off. I did forget. Well, I just turned it off. Why is it doing that? Oh, technology, I tell you. So definitely turn off your phone, Miss Wendy. Sorry. Okay. So my little experience at working at hospitals was, you know, they'd be down there eating French fries and fried chicken and having a cigarette afterwards. All right, so let's look at some ignored research on this topic, the diabetic topic. Research by Dr. J. Bartholomew Clausen got published April 2008. It was called the Open Endocrinology Journal. It was in that journal. It was a report. He also got published in the Molecule and Genetic Medicine Journal May 2014. And his research is over 13 years old, but it's not outdated. It gives you the reality that of what diabetes is, and many doctors have read his reports, but then don't do anything about it. Don't do anything about what's causing the diabetic disaster. So here is a quote from his article in May, the 2014 Molecule and Genetic Medicine Journal. He said, "Convincing evidence that there's a rapid increase in the number of vaccines given to U.S. children has now created a state of immune overload in a majority of patients and is being manifested by epidemics of diabetes, obesity, and autism." So it appears that, scientifically speaking, that when patients get vaccinated, it can create in some individuals this hyperactive immune system response, and it produces autoimmune destruction of insulin-secreting cells. Remember we talked about how the glucose moves throughout the cells? So in other patients, it can create an increased production of cortisol and then suppress immune system molecules that cause vaccine-induced inflammation, which then leads to your type 2 diabetes, obesity, and what we call metabolic syndrome, where you got a lot of overweight around the middle area. Now, in that same issue in May 2014, Clausen Immunotherapies, Inc. Reported, in this report, it provides a review of the evidence that the vaccines are causing epidemics of insulin-dependent diabetes type 1, obesity, and non-insulin dependent diabetes type 2. So the vaccines are creating both cases. So you got this epidemic of illness, and an Italian study confirmed what Clausen was saying. The Clausen research was really not enough to convince a lot of U.S. medical professionals, but a study that appeared in August 2011, Journal of Pediatric Endocrinology and Metabolism, reported additional evidence that there is a real link between vaccines and childhood obesity, diabetes, and metabolic syndrome. This research also used a large group in their study which confirmed Claussen's findings, and this report stated it was an alarming trend that vaccines were causing an epidemic of illnesses. Yeah. Well, you know, you can see they give you the problem and then they're going to treat you. It creates this permanent long line of patients to keep them rich. Sorry to say it. Now, statistics are suggesting, let's see, hang on 1 second. I want to go to the garlic studies, more important stuff. Recent study now, this was an evidence-based complementary and alternative medicine journal. It showed, get this, this scientific research. It said that, here Frank, listen up, you're the garlic guy. It said that garlic restores antioxidants and reduces free radical damage involved in the vascular disease, which that's diabetes, and also high blood pressure. So in the study, they took rats, fed them diets that induced diabetes and hypertension, and then they fed them garlic extract, about 500 milligrams a day for 3 weeks. And the results were that the blood antioxidant levels significantly rose in both the rats with diabetes and those with hypertension. So in the rats with diabetes, the increase in antioxidant serum levels paralleled a decrease in the glucose serum. And in the rats with hypertension, the systolic blood pressure was lowered. So the Department of Biological Science at Kuwait University also did a study with garlic and determined that the allicin in the garlic had a definite power over the serum lipids, and it lowered the blood pressure in the rats and also the high cholesterol in their diet. So the study did report that the garlic had a direct impact on serum cholesterol, triglycerides, glucose, protein, and systolic blood pressure. Look at that. Now, the research also concluded that garlic may have a beneficial effect on the risk factors for arterial sclerosis and hypertension. And so the study also noted that when using fresh garlic, it was effective at reducing the formation of platelets. You know, if you get the sticky blood platelets that make clots. And another study by the Department of Epidemiology Healthcare Research at the University of Limburg, Netherlands, found that they had claims of garlic reducing cardiovascular risk, and they were confirmed when they used fresh garlic in large doses in their test group. So they also concluded your garlic may be beneficial in regards to aging and even cancer due to garlic's ability to offer more antioxidants. So this is why 1/10 of the medical literature states that garlic thins the blood, lowers blood pressure, and lowers your blood sugar. Check that out, right? Also, cayenne's very helpful. Cayenne improves your circulation, and it helps with hormonal communication between your endocrine organs, your pancreas, for instance. So if you have this thick blood, it will take longer for your organs to get the chemical messengers that they depend on. So garlic and cayenne are really perfect for thinning the blood and improving circulation. So a lot of times, you know, you may add some female type herbs or male type herbs for the hormonal balance. So that's an option as well to regulate your sugars. But I can see we are long in this segment, so we're going to take a little break, but we got more on the other side. Be right back.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Hey, Frank. Getting down to that disco, are you? All right, we're going to wind up this segment on the diabetic drugs. And we were mentioning some of the things that may be helpful, and cayenne was one, garlic was one. Also, you want to avoid certain foods if you tend to be on the diabetic side. I've noticed that diabetics just love sugar. I call them sugarholics, you know. Just because you're taking insulin doesn't mean you should have things with lots of sugar in them. Avoid the Cokes. Avoid soda. General sweets. Get those out of the diet because really it's just overloading the system. So use your herbal cleanses to cleanse a lot of the metabolic blockades out of the system that prevent your body from rebalancing and regenerating, because toxins do that. They hinder things. If you're looking for some help there, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have organ cleanses. They have a lot of immune support herbs, but they have the garlic juice, and they have the circulation formula, which has got your cayenne in it. They do have fenugreek and juniper monosperma, which are also herbs that help the body to regulate the sugar levels better. So you've got some other things going there. Also, the Mediterranean diet is known to prevent heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. So the people of the Mediterranean, because of how they eat, don't have those problems. So definitely adopt that. So blood cleansing is also going to be really something necessary for diabetics, in my opinion. Cleanse the blood, because diabetic blood is not carrying the nutrition well to heal, and that's why they have ulcers and sores that don't heal. And if you got that peripheral neuropathy, that just means you got not good circulation to the small extremities and the capillaries there, and the nerve endings are complaining. So you got to improve that circulation. I like to use ginger and cayenne for that. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs, you can give them a call and get our catalog. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Of course, they air local numbers 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. I think somebody reported there's still a little bit of disruption in the phone lines this week, Frank, which is really upsetting because we've been dealing with Time Warner Cable, Spectrum, Charter with our lines for several weeks now, and they're still trying to get it right. So be patient out there. ThePowerHerbs.com is the website if you want to go jump there. Do sign up for the newsletters, the American Survival and the Health Quest. They go out each week, and they're absolutely free, full of health tips there. And tomorrow's the last day for the autumn sale at the Apothecary Herbs store. So if you're interested in stocking up on things, pandemic kits, how to reverse vaccines, herbs for pets, you know, flea and tick collars and stuff like that are all natural, heart attack packs, snake bite kits, anything like that, this is a good time. You'll save 25% on orders of $50 or more. Use the coupon code Autumn20 in the store or over the phone, and you'll save 25%. Now, some restrictions apply, but hurry, that sale ends tomorrow at midnight Pacific Coast time. ThePowerHerbs.com. Give them a call, 866-229-3663, and be empowered. All right, so we got a couple of topics here. We're going to talk about tension. We're going to fit that in, but I want to just jump real quick to the cold and flu thing real quickly, because I'm getting calls this week about people with head colds, sinus, stuffy sinuses and stuff. So the average person's going to get 3 colds per year. And we need to know a little bit of something about how we can power up, prevent getting colds, and even flu bugs as much as we can. So our typical modern lifestyle may sabotage our efforts. So watch the refined foods and watch the sugar. One candy bar lowers your immune system for 8 hours. And you know, right now, this is the perfect time of year for you to catch something. So, and you'll notice we get cold and flu seasons with the holidays that produce more sugar consumption. Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and of course Valentine's Day. So watch the sugar and keep that immune system strong. So there are a lot of scientific studies there that are documenting that certain nutritional elements help your human body fight off viral and even bacterial infections. So foods that are going to be rich in, of course, your antioxidants, vitamins A and C, beta-carotene, lots of flavonoids, and zinc. Of course, we know about zinc. If you've been listening to this show, you know zinc keeps you from getting the COVID virus. So a lot of herbs and foods will do that. Plus, they'll also help detoxify you at the same time. So we have some documented evidence about 14,000 pathogens that medicine has documented. 200 of them are viruses. So they're estimating that we get 2 or more human virus species discovered each year. Whether they're natural or man-made, that's the question. So when pathogens normally enter your body through the pulmonary, you breathe them in, your digestive tract, or through your skin, your immune system has defenses that kick in. So you may realize that you're getting sick when your nose gets a little stuffy or itchy, and you develop maybe a lot of mucus discharge. So this is normal, but most people will run to get over-the-counter or prescription drugs to help dry up the mucous membranes and interfering with this normal immune system response. Now, you don't want mucus, and there's a way to move mucus out, but you don't want to dry it up because mucus is helping to encapsulate those pathogens so it don't spread. So the discharge is uncomfortable. It's kind of unsanitary and nasty, but it is actually a cleansing your system of the pathogens. It's part of your immune system defense. It's similar to bleeding. When you cut your finger, let's say, and the blood comes out, the blood actually cleanses the wound before it coagulates and stops bleeding. So you want to use nutrition. You're going to work with your system, your immune system, and shorten your duration of infection. So here's some common cold arsenals. We ran through some of them in the Quack Report segment. But modern science has identified about 200 rhinoviruses. These are your influenza-type viruses. And these pathogens create what is known as self-limiting conditions, which means the disease is going to run a two-week course depending on the strength of your immune system. So there are a few pantry items that you may use to assist you shorten that time. According to the American Society of Alternative Therapies, you can assist your immunity using the following. Garlic, once again, is on the list, as well as onion, leafy green vegetables, beets, hot peppers, pineapple. Pineapple has bromelain. It's an enzyme that helps cut phlegm. Also, all your citruses, your cayenne peppers, and horseradish as well, because they're loaded with vitamin A, B, C, and E, lots of selenium, bioflavonoids, zinc again, to help your immune system and to support it. Now, according to Francis Gallart, he's the author of Super Healing Foods, he makes a lemon fizz. He cuts his cold short by doing this. He'll make lemon fizz by dissolving 2 teaspoons of baking soda into 1/2 cup of boiling water. Stir the juice of 1/2 fresh lemon into cold water and then combine the mixes together, and then they fizz. So warm and hot. So the lemon has a lot of antioxidants, live antioxidants and enzymes and bioflavonoids, as well as your natural vitamin C. So that's what he does. Some other tips, eucalyptus oil in the palm of your hand, rub your palms, cup over nose and mouth, breathe deeply. It helps to disinfect airways, shrink swollen pathogens. A lot of health food stores may offer it. At Apothecaribs, we offer a version of it called Taifu oil, so you can call and get that. It's awesome. A lot of echinacea formulas now at the powerherbs.com website. The folks at Apothecaribs, they do have a cold head cold. Tincture, herbal tincture, it's called Echinacea Deluxe, and it's designed to move the mucus out. Okay, exodus the mucus, cleanse the whole head and sinus area. You can use your Taifu oil with that formula and to cut to the chase if you want. Now, of course, your garlic, of course, there's garlic in the Echinacea Deluxe. It's more, it's a broad spectrum, kind of natural antibiotic kind of, you know, it's an antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, that kind of thing. So garlic is wonderful. If you don't like garlic, a lot of people, Frank, don't like the taste of garlic. They don't like the garlic breath. Well, get some cloves, some whole cloves, and just pop one in your mouth just between cheek and gum. It's the same ingredient they put in smoker's gum to freshen breath to get rid of that aroma, so you can get rid of garlicky smell by using some fresh cloves. So, and also your onion is cousin to the garlic. So if you want to pair your onion and your garlic together, do so. Onion has been known for centuries to break up chest colds. It was well known that the American pioneers would chop up garlic and onion, mince them actually, and make almost like a slurry paste, and then put that on the chest of whoever had a chest cold, and it would break up their chest cold because all those wonderful elements would just soak through the skin right into the chest area. So if you have respiratory symptoms, again, that pineapple with the bromelain helps with the respiratory system. I also like to use an herb called lobelia to break up congestion and help decongest. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a wonderful pneumonia kit, which is good for bronchitis as well, in my opinion. They have the echinacea formula with the garlic in it called Immune Booster, and then they also have the decongestant with the lobelia in it, and it's just great. Dilates the bronchial. You can breathe easier. Asthmatics tend to love that stuff. So you have also the wonderful Grandma's Chicken Noodle Soup. Remember that, Frank? You'd have chicken noodle soup when you had the flu. Grandma would make you eat it. Well, there have scientific studies have found out why Grandma's Chicken Noodle Soup actually helped you get over the cold and flu. It's because it had garlic in it. Yeah, the garlic in the soup. Mm-mm-mm. You know what I do? Sometimes if I'm having... You know, if you have the flu, you're not really that hungry and you just don't want to eat, but you want to have something so you can make some of that really light chicken broth. If you want noodles in it, fine. And then what I do is I'll simmer it and I'll put gobs of minced garlic in it, really garlic it up, you know. And then I'll let it cool a little bit. And when it's still kind of nice and warm, not too cold, you know, like cold soup, but I'll go ahead and put a dropper full of the Echinacea Deluxe in there. And that will just jazz you up because the cayenne gives you energy. It's wonderful. So this cold and flu season, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have kind of an arsenal of products. They have a broad spectrum. They have more targeted ones. They have the head cold. They have the bronchitis. They have the sinusitis. And then they have the broad tonics, the everyday stuff they can use if you were looking for prevention, like astragalus root and all-in-one. And then, of course, their wonderful and famous Three Amigos pack that if you just don't know what you got and you just feel yucky, you take that, and 2 hours later, whew, you feel really normal again. So synergistic effect of herbs can be leveraged and get you back on track. So you check all that out at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call. Get a free product catalog, 866-229-3663. They have a whole section on immune system support, 866-229-3663. Local number is 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. So take advantage of their sale, too. Say on orders of $50 or more, save 25%. All right, we're going to talk about tension because I've been getting calls, not only the head cold thing, but also the tension. People having tension, muscle tension. Well, people are worried. We got political atmosphere going. We got all kinds of things, political in the news, strange stuff. People have never seen the like, right? So people are tense. So how are we going to deal with tension? We want to diffuse it if we can. We want to help manage our stress levels because it's coming out. It's manifesting in all kinds of health ways. You maybe have tight muscles and you have trouble walking, stretching, even doing your exercise routine. Sleeping even. You're having trouble sleeping. Maybe you got leg cramps. And some people are clenching their teeth, you know, and they're grinding their teeth at night and they're causing all kind of dental issues. So we're going to deal with diffusion, this tension, and because tension and stress overload can put us at risk of other illnesses and disease. Kansas State University said that if you react to your stress triggers, you're going to have about 50 to 200 stress triggers every day. You know, and that kind of puts your body on high alert. It's a biological stress. You know, it's wearing. So we're going to look at all this. Now, the researchers at Kansas State University, they were listing some of the low-level tension triggers that we encounter on a daily basis. You know, maybe you're having to wait in a long line. You're in traffic. Maybe you can't find your car keys. Or you spilled something on your work clothes and now you look terrible. Maybe you're late for an appointment. Or you're going to take a test. You know, all these things are tension, stress related. Maybe, you know, you're late for an appointment. You can't find a place to park. Isn't that the worst? Oh, yeah, that's so stressful. So these are all stressors for sure. But most of us realize that these are really not the hills we're going to die on. So we tend to manage them pretty well. So we're told that when our muscles tense up, normally it takes an average of 20 minutes for them to completely relax after they get tense. So the problem is, you know, we've got stressor after stressor after stressor, and there may not be enough time in between for the muscles to relax in between these stressors that we have. There's no break. So therefore, tension can build up, and that's bad. So we need to develop better ways to cope with that, everyday hassles that impact our body that way and can cause some major threats down the road. So here's some tension tighteners. Sometimes stress and tension is almost self-generating. We tend to overload ourselves in our work and obligations. Sometimes it's our personality maybe clashing with a coworker or a supervisor that's causing tension. So if you tend to have an attitude that it's my way or the highway, that's going to cause a lot of friction with other people. And people may talk negatively about you causing more stress. Other factors that cause a lot of stress to become tense is hectic schedules, either work or school, financial issues, unexpected life changes, relationship problems, and family demands. And what about, you know, just taking care of the old homestead? You know, it's always something, you know, that's going on. You got to refix this, replace that. You know, that can feel like an overload, a burden too. All right, so some of the risks for tension that will increase your risk of heart disease, digestive problems, insomnia, weight gain, immune system problems, inflammatory skin conditions, and deep depression. So we've got to manage these risks. So how do you know if you're in trouble, if you're carrying a lot of tension load around and it's causing stress? Well, if you tend to be moody, if you tend to be irritable, or you tend to have a temper change, if you have the inability to fully relax, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling lonely, how about general unhappiness or depression, or if you're having memory or concentration problems, poor judgment issues, being more pessimistic, as well as your constant worry or anxiousness. These are all kind of indications. Also, you want to be aware of physical symptoms that tension and stress can bring, aches and pains, digestive problems like diarrhea and constipation, nausea, dizziness, rapid heartbeat or chest pains, loss of sex drive, frequent colds, change in your appetite, change in your sleeping, isolating oneself, you know, you just don't feel like, you know, socializing, procrastinating a lot, if you're abusing alcohol, tobacco, or drugs, if you have some nervous habits, maybe nail biting or pacing, or headaches, all could be like stress kind of manifesting in those ways. Now, some people who are referred, they're referred to as what they call cardiac reactors. They react to stress with the cardiac symptoms, high blood pressure. So if you're experiencing, you know, stress 100 times a day, this is not good for the old ticker. So other people show digestive symptoms, and their body will have more acid in the stomach, develops ulcers, irritable bowel syndrome, things like that. Other people have suppressed immune system, and then they get sick a lot. And then people with headaches, a lot of stress causes headaches. Headaches manifest either in migraines or tension or stress headaches. So there's lots of things you can do to diffuse a lot of these things, and we're going to get to them. Also, if you have anxiety, you're going to have muscle tension. So if you are tense enough, you could experience anxiety muscle tension. That's what it's called. And this produces a lot of pain enough that doctors have to prescribe medicine for it. So people with anxiety muscle tension experience muscle spasms, twitching, or what feels like clamping up of the muscles causing a lot of pain. Now, extreme cases, people have become bedridden with the cramps and pain. So patients with this problem often state the pain remains even when trying to relax and go to sleep. So after they get to sleep, the pain resumes when they wake up. The condition can attack any muscle of the body, including face, mouth, head, stomach, groin, then this can cause a lot of tight, sore, and painful muscle, draining a person of their energy. And this tension can constantly attack certain areas or move to other areas and be fairly consistent. So the attacks usually follow an event that has caused anxiety, a nervous episode, fear, elevated stress, or imbalance in hormones that cause a lot of mood shift. So headaches will often be a complication of anxiety muscle tension. So that's really awful. So I like to use that lobelia to take tension out of muscles. Not only does it dilate bronchial and help you decongest, but it also melts the tension, the knots, right out of muscles. It's amazing. So if we got stressed, we tense up, we don't realize that maybe we're manifesting certain physical behaviors. Maybe we're clenching our teeth. Maybe we're clenching our fist. Maybe we're dragging our feet or rubbing our hands together for comfort mechanism. If we are conscious of this, we can kind of shift our focus onto something else and diminish the tension and stress we're thinking about. And this helps to dissolve a lot of surface tension and release more energy into our body. So if you realize that you're showing signs of tension, deep breathing and relaxing your shoulders can help. Stretching exercises. There's a wonderful DVD by Miranda Esmond White called Classical Stretch. The muscles have to have stretching. It releases a lot of proteins and things. But she teaches you how to stretch in both ways, so you don't do it wrong. There's a muscle chain, she calls them, and you have to stretch both ways in order for it to be effective. So that's a very good DVD. I have it. I use it from time to time. It's really good for posture, too, and tight hamstrings, and if you kind of hunch your back a bit, cervical, thoracic area, definitely a great DVD to have. So there are ways to calm down. There are proactive ways to approach this. The folks at Apothecary Herbs do have the lobelia herb. It's called relaxation formula, if you're looking for that, to dissolve tension out of muscles. They do have the valerian root, which will dissolve tension out of the nervous system. Now, neither one sedate you, and you can use both of them if you need to, but it's just a wonderful natural way to kind of get a sigh of relief into the body. They also have those wonderful Taifu oils to kind of cleanse the pulmonary, and if you use that before you go to bed, it's very relaxing and it'll help you sleep. Taifu oil. And they have the headache formulas. I can't forget that. They have the vascular tension and the vascular migraine tension and stress headache formulas. If you don't want to take the prescription stuff, this is a natural alternative for you. They also have a natural anti-inflammatory formula, too, for pain and inflammation. They have that as well. So they got options that you might want to check out. Go to thepowerherbs.com and check them out online. Sign up for their free online newsletters. They go out each week, and it's absolutely free. Information you won't find anywhere else. And do get a free product catalog. You can download it off the website or call this number, 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Local number, 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, if you want to call the local number and get empowered. Don't forget, 25% off sale ends tomorrow on orders of $50 or more. Details are on the website, or you can call and ask about it and save. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.